This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Central Working Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress taking place today at Central Office Sanepa. Province Assembly meeting of the Bagmati Province scheduled for today has been put off. And Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi faces new charge amidst protests. Now, the news in detail. Central Working Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress is taking place today. The meeting has been scheduled at the Nepali Congress Central Office Sanepa at 2 p.m. Discussion would be held on various issues including the party's upcoming 14th General Convention and contemporary political issues. Chief Secretary of the party, Krishna Prasad Paudel, said that the meeting would discuss on overall issues including new schedule of general convention, extending term of incumbent central committee, review of agitation launched by Nepali Congress against dissolution of House of Representatives, among other topics. Similarly, the meeting is expected to form party membership probe committee under coordination of central committee member Ramesh Lekhak. The much-awaited Galchi Trisoli Mailung Safrubesi Rasuagadi road project has so far made 65% work progress. As the national pride project, the Galchi Rasuagadi road widening drive is gradually gaining momentum. Project Chief Narayan Datta Bhandari shared that the task of breaking cliff and landslide control is gaining pace in the project site. He said the progress of road construction and expansion drive was sluggish due to rainy season and COVID-19 pandemic. The construction of 82-kilometer road connecting Devigad Trisuli Rasuagadi section with China's entry point Kerung had started on 8 of November 2016. The government had set a target to complete the construction by 2023. The 7th Province Assembly meeting of the Bagmati Province scheduled for today has been put off. Secretariat Chief Krishna Hari Kharka shared the meeting that was set to take place at 2 p.m. today has been adjourned citing special reasons. The Assembly meeting has been postponed until another notice. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has increased the price of fuel coming into effect from midnight yesterday. The price of diesel, petrol, kerosene and domestic aviation fuel has been increased by ₹2 per litre. According to NOC spokesperson Binit Mani Upadhyay, following the increment, the price of petrol will cost ₹114 per litre, while diesel and kerosene will cost ₹97 per litre. The weather will gradually start improving from Thursday. Most parts of the country saw partly to generally cloudy conditions, with some places of the high hilly and mountainous regions experiencing light snowfall due to the influence of the westerly wind since the past few days. Meteorologist Samir Thresta said the latest weather system will become weak and exit from tonight, and it will be fair and sunny from Thursday. Today, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of high hilly and mountainous regions of Province 1, the Karnali Province, the Gandaki Province and the Sudhir Paschim Province towards the afternoon. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley in the past 24 hours was 6.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 22.5 degrees Celsius. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Myanmar's detained opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been handed a second criminal charge on the day she appeared in a court via video link. Mrs. Suu Kyi, who was earlier charged with possessing illegal walkie-talkies, is now also alleged to have violated the country's natural disaster law. It is not clear what the new charge issued on Tuesday relates to. Myanmar's military earlier repeated its promise to hold fresh elections and relinquish power as protests continue. Anti-coup demonstrators are demanding the release of their elected leaders, including Mrs. Suu Kyi, following the military coup on 1st of February. The United Nations has said it will raise the detention of the Princess Latifah, the daughter of Dubai's leader, with the authorities in the UAE. Princess Latifah has accused her father of holding her hostage in Dubai since she tried to flee the city in 2018. In secretly recorded videos shared with the BBC, Princess Latifah said she feared for her life. The footage prompted global calls for the United Nations to investigate the matter. The Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights has now responded, suggesting it would question the UAE about the Princess Latifah. A winter storm in the United States has brought deadly freezing winds, ice and snow to many regions that rarely see such frigid conditions. In Texas, a surge in demand for electricity has led to widespread power cuts. The state is bracing for another icy storm later on Tuesday. The National Weather Service, NWS, said more than 150 million Americans were now under winter storm warnings. At least 11 deaths have been reported in Tennessee, Texas, Kentucky and Louisiana. In North Carolina, a tornado spawned by the same storm left 3 dead and 10 injured early on Tuesday morning. Officials say rescues are ongoing. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Central Working Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress taking place today at Central Office, Sanepa. Province Assembly meeting of the Bagmati Province scheduled for today has been put off. And Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi faces new charge amid protests. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, have a good day.